Many significant figures have come from Cornwall and made a huge impact in the fields of science, politics and the arts. For instance, Richard Trevithick, Sir Humphry Davy and Jethro. But there are many unsung heroes that originated from Cornwall, most notably the inventor of the pasty. But other than that, there is one man who made one of the most notable medical breakthroughs in history, whose name is unknown by many of the public. This man is Richard Lower, the inventor and pioneer of the blood transfusion. He is one of the most significant historical figures to not only come from Cornwall, but from the entirety of the Western world. He was born in St. Julian, Cornwall in 1631. He was a pioneer in 17th century medicine because of his studies in experimental physiology. His observations about the circulation and transfusion of blood led to some of the most significant discoveries in the history of medicine. He is still regarded as one of Oxford's finest doctors, where he studied under the guidance of Sir Thomas Willis, founder of the Royal Society. It was while working with Willis on the nervous system, he also began his own research on the heart. He managed to trace the circulation of blood as it passed through the lungs and learned that it changed when exposed to air. This led to him being the first person to ever observe the difference between the blood of your veins and that of your arteries. In 1665, Lower experimented on transfusing blood between dogs. In 1667, he discovered that you could transfuse blood not just between the same species, but any. He became the first Western scientist to ever perform a blood transfusion when he transfused sheep's blood into a man who was mentally ill. The procedure was carried out in view of the Royal Society, of which he was made a member of earlier that year. Lower also investigated how cerebrospinal fluid was formed and how it circulated. These experiments led to the study of hydrocephalus, a disease in which fluid collects in the cavities of the brain. In his book De Cataris, he disproved through experimentation the common theory at the time that a runny nose was caused by overflowing brain fluid. This was of historical significance because it was the first scholarly attempt by an English physician to take a classic doctrine. Lower went on to produce his most significant work, Tractatus de Cord, which was quickly recognised as a major work on physiology. In a short time, it managed to dramatically change many's view about the workings of the heart and lungs. Not only was Lower skilled in his work on the heart, lungs and brain, he was also renowned as one of the most skilled vivisectionists of his time. This skill, which nowadays would cause debate, was at the time a well-respected profession to be involved in. He later became court physician to King Charles II and took care of him during his last illness in 1685. He was unfortunately deposed upon the accession of King James due to his Protestant beliefs. Clearly Lower performed a vital service in the field of medicine, with blood transfusion now performed in 95 countries. The blood transfusion is a practice that has allowed the performance of crucial operations that would not otherwise have been done and would have resulted in the loss of many lives. Blood transfusions are needed to treat a number of medical conditions to replace blood loss during surgery and for emergency treatment. Life-threatening operations such as transplants, heart and chest surgery and orthopaedic surgery would all have been unable to be performed or would carry huge medical risks to the patient without this vital procedure. Transfusions are an important part of medical treatment for many other procedures, not just life-threatening operations. For example, the treating of some cancer patients with anemia. To elaborate on the frequency of how often a transfusion is used, in England alone, 2 million units of blood, each being nearly a pint, are transfused each year. Furthermore, approximately 32,000 pints of blood are used daily in the United States. Due to the risk of many operations, 1 in every 10 patients will require a blood transfusion. And America alone, 4.5 million people would die annually without a transfusion. That is a considerable figure and only further emphasises the significance of Lower's work, as it is so vital in so many areas of medicine that without it, many other procedures would be unknown to us. Clearly over time, the practice of blood transfusion has changed in the way it is performed. But the crucial point is that without the discovery of the blood transfusion, so many other treatments and diseases would never have been understood. It laid a foundation for medical science, and without it, the network of procedures that have built up from this discovery would all collapse. Lower's work has influenced so many areas of medicine and allowed further progression in the understanding of the workings of the human body, most specifically the vital organs such as the heart, lungs and brain. It is for Lower's contribution to medical science and his breakthrough procedure of the blood transfusion that I believe he is both a Cornish and national hero who is shamefully lacking in the recognition he deserves as a pioneering surgical investigator.